The Snicket file, Violet said. We were hoping to find it here. Quigley looked up at the frozen waterfall. Maybe whoever signalled us will know where it is, he said. We'll find out soon enough, Violet said. Please take off your shoes. My shoes? Quigley asked. The waterfall will be very slippery, Violet explained. So I'm using the ukulele strings to tie these bent forks to the toe area to make fork-assisted climbing shoes. We'll hold two more forks in our hands. Tines of the forks are almost as sharp as Sunny's teeth, so the fork-assisted climbing shoes will easily dig into the ice with each step and enable us to keep our balance. But what's the candelabra for? Quigley asked, unlacing his shoes. I'm going to use it as an ice tester, Violet said. A moving body of water, such as a waterfall, is rarely completely frozen. There are probably places on that slope where there is only a thin layer of ice, particularly with false spring on its way. If we stuck our forks through the ice and hit water, we'd lose our grip and fall, so I'll tap on the ice with the candelabra before each step to find the solid places we should climb.
It sounds like a difficult journey, Quigley said.
No more difficult than climbing up the vertical flame diversion, Violet said, tying a fork onto Quigley's shoe. I'm using the sumac knot, so it should hold tight. Now, all we need is Klaus's shoes and...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think this might be important, Klaus said.
And Violet turned to see that her brother had returned. He was holding the dark blue notebook in one hand and a small burnt piece of paper in the other.
I found this scrap of paper in a pile of ashes, he said. It's from some kind of code book.
What does it say? Violet asked.
In the E-flagration resulting in the destruction of a
Klaus read.
Tears should avail themselves of verbal dialogue, which is concealed accordingly.
That doesn't make any sense, Quigley said. Do you think it's in code?
Sort of, Klaus said. Parts of the sentence are burned away, so you have to figure the sentence out as if it's encoded. Flagration is probably the last part of the word conflagration, a fancy word for fire, and sank is probably the beginning of the word sanctuary, which means a safe place. So the sentence probably began something like, in the event of a conflagration, resulting in the destruction of a sanctuary.
Violet stood up and looked over his shoulder.
Tears, she said, is probably volunteers, but I don't know what avail themselves means.
It means to make use of, Klaus said, like you're availing yourself of the ukulele and those forks, don't you see?
This says that in case a safe place burns down, they'll leave some sort of message, verbal fry dialogue.
But what could verbal fry dialogue be? Quigley asked.
Friends? Frisky? Frilly? Violet guessed. Frightening?
But it says that it's concealed accordingly, Klaus pointed out.
That means that the dialogue is hidden in a logical way. If it were verbal waterfall dialogue, it would be hidden in the waterfall. So none of those words can be right.
Where would someone leave a message where fire couldn't destroy it?
But fire destroys everything, Violet said. Look at the headquarters. Nothing is left standing except the library entrance and...
And the refrigerator, Klaus finished. Or, we might say, the fridge.
Verbal fridge dialogue, Quigley said.
The volunteers left a message, said Klaus, who was already halfway to the refrigerator, in the only place they knew wouldn't be affected by the fire.
And the one place their enemies wouldn't think of looking, Quigley said. After all, there's never anything terribly important in the refrigerator.